好，那我们一起来进入这个以斯帖记哦，哈。那第一点就是隐藏的神。那等一下，那个以斯帖记这个书呢，跟圣经里面其他的书卷有一个不一样的地方，有没有人知道是什么
？Do you know what the what makes the book of Esther different from other books in the Bible？
哎 ，Anna 姐。没有讲到神
Yes, it never mentions God's name, not even one. 我应该要
有一些礼物那个就是以斯帖记里面就是唯一卷书完全没有提起神的名字
It's the only book that never mentioned God's name
一次都没有
Not even once
那即便他没有提起他的名字但是我们有没有看到神在不在
But even though his name isn't there Do you still see God?
我们看到神的手在当中
We still see God working behind all the scenes.
一直推进剧情
pushing the plots.
那我们看以斯帖记第六章，就是整个以斯帖记里面最中间的那一条分隔线。
And the middle chapter, chapter six,
从第一章开始，它就是讲到以色列人要被灭亡的时候，走投无路的时候，翻转的时刻开始了。
When God's people were in terrible danger and needed a lot of help, a miracle happened.
对，那夜王睡不着觉。
That night, the king couldn't sleep.
谁让他失眠呢？
So who do you think that makes him, kept him awake?
神啊，对
，God.
对，然后呢，他就吩咐人要念那个历史书给他听，然后。正遇上书上写着摩迪改成就他的那件事
So because he couldn't sleep He asked someone to read the kingdom history book to him And they read about how Mordecai saved the king's life And right at that moment The bad guy Haman came to see the king And this completely changed the story
对了他讲得非常对哈曼刚好也去找王上然后呢结果就完全的翻转那莫迪改怎么去翻转他就从一个本来千古罪人变成了一国最大的宰相
Mordecai went from being in trouble to a top leader
然后以色列人本来要被完全灭族了但是呢却变成灭绝他们自己的仇敌
The Israelites went from almost being destroyed to defeating their enemies
然后哈曼呢也从一个最坏的那个记得吗哇哈哈哈的那个身边王帝身边的这个红人这个仇敌这最可恶的那个人突然本来要杀那个莫迪改跟以色列人但是呢他就变成自己被挂在他自己做的木架上
And Haman the bad guy went from being a popular guy of the king, got trapped in his own evil plan.
Amen. 然后这个时候，他甚至要被抄家，就是他整家也都被杀了。
Even his family.
那这每一步的刚刚好，都是谁在做工啊？
And all these coincidences show that God was secretly at work.
And 神让万事都为他效力。
God makes everything work out for His good plan.
啊，你知道普尔这个字是什么意思呢？第三章，普尔
the meaning of Purim
是祭签，就是抽签的意思。
It's casting lots，
就是那个在那个筛子
，kind of like rolling a dice。
所以就是说完全是不可预计的完全随机的
It seems random and unpredictable
但是其实不是哦
But it's not
为什么因为神也可以叫抽签跟骰子为他效力
But God is even in control of rolling the dice
你甩一个什么出来都是在神的主权
The results depends on God
Amen.
Amen
所以我们任何在这个世界还是在我们的生命的当中
In our lives, in the world,
就算一切看上去非常的脱轨
even when things seem really bad and out of control,
非常失控，非常糟糕，但是我们要知道神还是完全的掌权
and we need to know that God is in charge of everything.
仇敌和黑暗永远都在神的主权底下
even enemies and dark time have to answer to God.
而真而止的信，我们会知道。
A true child of God knows this.
就算到了最黑暗、最糟糕、最邪恶、最绝望、最最最最最坏的时候
，In the darkest, worst, and scariest moments,
神仍然坐着为王。
God is still the king.
他的旨意仍然建立。
He is in charge.
他仍然掌权，他的应许永不落空。
And he always keeps his promises.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要记得哦。然后我们来看哈曼这个人，他的骄傲。哈曼，他是要的是什么呢？
Let's look at the bad guy, Haman. What did he want?
他要的是敬拜，是荣耀。
He wanted people to worship him and give him all the power.
而且呢，他要的是绝对的权力。他没办法接受有一个人不向他跪拜。
He got super angry if even one person didn't want to bow down to him.
而且他还要王帝做他想做的事情。
He wanted the king to listen to his every word.
他还要想穿王的袍，想要骑王帝的马。
He even wanted to wear the king's special robe and ride the king's horse.
其实他心里面如果可以的话，他其实就想取代王帝的位置。
We think the truth is he wanted to be the king himself.
那这跟圣经里面另外一个人物很像。
Haman acted a lot like another Bible character.
是谁呢？
Well, who is he?
哈曼跟谁很像？啊，撒旦！
Yes,
他们掌声！哎，我们的那个高材生都坐在这一块哦。然后，对，就是魔鬼撒旦，他也想要做神。
Yes, it's just like Satan because he wanted to become he wants to be God.
他就是骄傲。
The devil is all about pride.
他想要一切的敬拜跟荣耀。
He wants all the worship and glory.
哈曼的背后就是撒旦的灵。
What is behind Haman is the devil.
而且仇敌的本质就是骄傲，想要成为神。
And the devil is all about pride.
就算
they want to be like God.
就算他第一个的试探也是，你想不想像神一样？
And the first trial is to ask.Do you want to be like God?
但是我们要注意哦，就是哈曼他其实根本没有真正的权柄。
But we need to know that Haman didn't have any real power.
他必须得到王的戒指。
He needed the king's special ring.
他才可以发命令、发诏书。
To make any rules.
他没有王的权柄的话呢，他什么都做不了。
Without the king's permission, he was powerless.
同样的
，It's the same.
仇敌。没有任何的权柄。
With the enemy,、
Amen?
He doesn't have any real power.
仇敌没有真正的权柄。
The Satan doesn't have the real authority.
因为天上地下一切的权柄都是属神的吗？
Because everything belongs to God.
给了耶稣基督是不是？
Every authority goes to Jesus.
那还剩下什么？
And what is left?
Zero.
Zero.
都没有权柄。
No more.
就是仇敌没有，什么都没有。
He doesn't have anything. The Satan doesn't have anything.
所以他只能怎么样呢？
So what he can do?
他只能装他有。
The only thing he can do is pretend.
可以，所以他是谎言之子。
He's the son of lie.
他只能撒谎。
He lies.
他也只能吓唬你。
He makes threats.
他有没有真的那么厉害呢？
Is he really powerful?
其实没有。
No.
我常跟我的女儿说，你以为仇敌是那种啊，在那种电影里面那种很可怕的，是不是？
I always told my daughter that do you think that Satan is like the horrible figure?
But 但是他们 actually 就是那么小，一直在那边。
But they are actually very tiny.
我们属神的人啊，一只手指就能够把他干掉。
Those who belong to God can.Pinch them to death.
Yes. 所以我们要记得哦。
So we need to remember.
你遇到仇敌的时候
，When you face the enemy,
不要以为他是那种很可怕的。
Don't think that they are giant.
他只能撒谎。
He can only lie.
他就告诉你那些什么，你没有人爱你啊。
And he only tells you that no one loves you.
你不值得啊。
You are not worthy.
你就是失败啊。
You are a failure.
这都是谎言。
These are lies.
谎言的时候你就说哈哈哈。
When you hear lies, you just ha ha ha.
You brush it off.
Brush up. 扫
帚。我要听他的。
Never listen to them.
对，而且呢，他们也只能拿属神的东西来对抗你。
They The Satan can only take what belongs to God to fight against you.
比如说，他拿神的话来试探耶稣。
He used the word of God to test Jesus.
他非常的狡猾。
He was sneaky.
因为他什么都没有。
Because he doesn't have anything.
所以他就拿神的东西。
So he took what belongs to God.
很多时候可能是好的东西。
That seems like good.
甚至是属神的东西。
Or belong to God.
或者爱神的人。
Or people who love God.
来为他自己所用。
To make use of for himself.
比如他用彼得来让耶稣不要上十字架。
For example, he used Peter to let Jesus not go to the cross.
所以他也可以用你的家人、你所喜欢的东西、啊、甚至是教会或者你的爱好，一些本来是好的东西。
So he may use your family, your church, and things that look good.To distract you or make you turn away from God.
所以我们一定要保守我们的心。
And that's why we need to guard our hearts.
这是圣经说的。
This is what Bible told us.
那真儿子是要知道自己是在谁的权柄之下。
So how do true children of God act? They know that God is their true king.
他不会跪拜在虚假的权柄之下。
So they won't bow down to the fake ones.
像莫迪改。
Mordecai,
他就不妥协。
He refused to bow down.
他不跪不拜。
Refused to bow down to Haman.
他是不是因为叛逆呢？
Was he not being naughty?
不是。
No.
是因为他知道他自己真正的权柄是谁。
He was being brave because he knew that only God deserved his worship.
他就不会服在虚假的权柄之下。
He would not listen to the fake king.
对，他不听仇敌的话，他抵抗，他不妥协。
He didn't compromise. He didn't listen to the enemy.
他非常的坚定，甚至有点固执。
We could even say Mordecai was a little stubborn for God.
他身边的人说，哎呀，跪就算了嘛，跪就算了嘛。
No harm for you to bow down.
但是呢，对神的真理和旨意固执，有时候也是一个好事。
But being stubborn for God's truth and His will,
他坚定的相信神必要拯救。
It's a great thing. He believed that God would save His people.
甚至你是贴不愿意帮他的话，他也相信神会用别的方法来拯救他们。
Even if Queen Esther couldn't help, he still knew that God would still find another way.
所以真儿子坚定不放弃，相信神的旨意和应许。
True children of God never give up on God's promises.
而且我们知道，仇敌和黑暗一定要过去的。
They know that God will always win against the darkness.
Man, 然后我也看以斯帖。以斯帖呢，就好像我女儿刚刚分享的，以斯帖本来拥有一切，她有财富，有婚姻，有权力地位，安全舒适，什么都有。
As Abigail shared just now, Queen Esther had everything. She was rich, powerful, and safe in the palace.
但是她却愿意冒险，冒失去一切，甚至她生命的这个险，她选择放下她自己的意愿。
But she chose to risk it all, even her own life, to go talk to the king and save her people.
去救以色列的百姓。对，你可能觉得她只是在过自己的生活，对吧？她也没错。
You may think that she just lived her normal life. He didn't did anything wrong.
但是有时候我们逃避面对。
But when we avoid to face,
或者是什么都不做
or do nothing.
也可以是犯罪。
It could be a sin.
也可以是同流合污。Amen. 所以呢，大家，你们知不知道以斯帖这个名字的意思呢？
So do you know the meaning of Esther?
还有这边有没有高材生？以斯帖这名字什么意思？
What is the meaning of Esther?
哎，蓝布。
Yes, Ansel.
不是，哎 ，Esther。Star, 对了、
yes.
以色列这名字就是星星的意思。
Esther means star.
对，那我们白天的时候，很亮的时候，看不看到星星？
Can we see stars during the bright day?
Yes, 真的吗？有人白天看到星星吗？我没看到哎。但是星星在什么时候我们能看到？
When can we see 黑暗的时候，
对的，只有黑暗的时候，我们才会看到星星。
We only see them when it's dark.
黑暗给了星星发光发亮的机会。
The dark time gave stars a chance to shine.
所以以斯帖什么时候真正的成为了星星
呢 ？So when Esther became a true star,
就是她说好，我若死就死吧的时候。
At that moment when she said, "If I die, I die."
那一刻她得自由了。
And she gained the freedom at that moment.
她不再为自己而活，她不再活在恐惧里面。
She was not living for her own self and living in fear.
她不再妥协，她也终于活出神在她生命当中的计划。
She started living exactly how God created her to be.
活出她生命中的神的旨意，跟她真正的身份。
The true identity from God.
所以呢，我就是神。在圣经里面说嘛，我们不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，因为那都是外邦人做的。
Jesus tells us not to worry about what we will eat, drink, or wear.
我们活着不只是为了生存，为了吃好的、喝好的、穿好的。
Life is about more than just having cool clothes or good food.
这样我们的生命有什么意义呢
？So what is the meaning of life?
去遵行神的旨意，去为了神的荣耀，去影响这个世界。
The true meaning of life is obeying God and making a difference in the world.
这样才是活出我们生命的意义，活出属神的人生，活出我们真正的身份。
And that is our life purpose.
Man, 在我们每一个人的生命里面都有神。更高跟神圣的一个旨意。
No matter how young or how old you are, God has a special, super important mission for you, just for you.
当你愿意去遵循神的旨意，一路跟随，回应他的呼召的时候，你生命中的一切都能够被神所使用。
When you choose to follow God, He can use everything in your life to do amazing things.
而且我们每个人，你生命中的呼召都是独一无二的。
You have a mission that only you can do.
没有人能够去成就神在你生命中的旨意。
No one can help you to achieve the God's will in you.
我们可以看第四章哈，然后就这个。呼召就是其他人他可以去遵行神的旨意没问题但是他不能够代替你去活出你生命中的旨意
Other people can follow God but they can't do your special part
以斯帖之所以成为了伟大的历史人物
Queen Esther became a hero
到今天在美国一个华人教会里面我们还去纪念她
Even now we at our church remembering her
我们还在讲他的故事
We still talk about her story
是因为他不再为了只是为了生存或者为了保护自己而活
Because she stopped trying to just protect herself
而且他的这个决定也只能他这个人去做
She had to make a brave choice that no one else could make for her
他做了
And she did it
我们的生命也不应该只为了生存为了自己的舒适为了保护我们有的东西而活
Our lives are the same We are not justJust living for ourselves.
我们要去回应那一个神给我们每一个人生命那个独特的呼召。
We need to make a response to God because this is His calling for us.
那要回应一个更高的呼召的时候，我们必须要超越我们的自我，超越我们的自己。
We need to go beyond ourselves when we want to respond to His calling.
才可以活出这一个伟大的生命。
And we can live out the true identity.
要怎么才可以做呢
？And how?
只能靠着神。
Only by God.
就靠着神到了一个点，你就说够了，我不要再这样活下去了，我不要再活在恐惧、忧虑、担忧里面了。
So when you decide that I don't want to live in fear, in worry, in anxiety anymore,
我不要再担心别人怎么看我，我不要再浪费我的生命。
When you decide that I don't want to just think about myself all the time,
我不要一直在只是想要自己怎样怎样 me, 然后我不要再错过神给我独一无二这个生命的呼召。
I don't want to miss anything that God has given to me.
这个点呢，就是。翻转的开始
and that is when
就是突破的开始
everything changes when the breakthrough comes
就是祝福的开始
where the blessing starts
这个点也是神要我们每一个人要到的点
and this point is how God wants everyone here to reach
这就是一个翻转复兴的开始
and this is the beginning of a transformation and revival
因为呢，一个扩出去的人，仇敌就拿你没办法了。
Because the enemy can't do anything against people who give their whole hearts to God.
一个扩出去的人，神就拿你没办法。
A person who gives it all, the Satan cannot do anything.
就像莫迪改，就像以斯帖。
Just like Mordecai and Esther.
我们的生命也要一样的扩出去。
Our lives, we can give it all to God.
为了神拼了。
We fight all the way.
Amen.
Fight.
我们要，因为圣经说什么？我们胜过魔鬼。是因为高血羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，还有他们虽然致死，也不爱惜自己的性命。这就是胜过魔鬼的。
We win against the enemy by the blood of Jesus and by sharing our stories of what God has done.
And also by not loving our own life.
也是我们不为自己而活，
所以呢，真儿子就是要扩出一切，活出神的旨意。
True children of God are willing to give their all for God，
不为了自己，只为了神的荣耀和同在。
Not for our own selves, just for His presence and His glory.
不顾一切，然后说我和我一家就要侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, my family, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
那哈曼呢？我们第四个反败为胜哈。哈曼为莫迪改预备了木架，然后最后呢是谁挂在上面呢
？Haman built a giant pole to trap Mordecai, but at the end, who was trapped?
哈曼自己嘛。
Yes, Haman himself.
彻底被打败。
And he got totally defeated.
同样的，同一个字。木架这个字呢，就是仇敌为耶稣也预备了一个木架。
The same thing happened with Jesus. The devil put Jesus on the cross.
最后在这个十字架上，仇敌的权势、阴间的权势也彻底被打败了。
But on the cross, Jesus defeated the devil, death, and all darkness forever.
死亡和罪的权势彻底被粉碎了。
No more death, no more sins.
所以这告诉我们什么呢
？So what this tells us?
神必定会反败为胜。
God loves to turn failure into an amazing victory.
无论我们今天就像达哥说，我们好像来到末日的时候，在末日的时候，哇，这仇敌就go all out了，这是世界大乱的时候，然后怎么了？耶稣就回来了嘛。
We come to an end time and a chaotic time, and what happened? Jesus will come back.
你看到以色列几千年一直不同的仇敌，又波斯帝国，又那个Hitler， 又还有那个 Russia， 又还有不同的 Syria 帝国啊，什么什么都起来要灭绝以色列。
Let's look at Israel. He had the enemy from Persian, Hitler, Russian, and all of this. They want to destroy Israel.
直到今天
，Even until now，
以色列还屹立不倒。
Israel still stands.
因为神是反败为胜的神。
Because God turns failure into victory.
他的话永远坚立。
His kingdom stands forever.
所以在我们的生命里面一样，也一样。
The same in our lives.
我们的生活里面，你觉得工作啊，或者家庭的那种家务啊，或者其他的琐碎的事情，好像没有看到神的名字在当中。
The same happened in our family.In our work, in everything, you may seem no God there.
但是他的同在，他的手完全没有离开过。
But His presence, His hands are there.
虽然神的名字没有在以斯帖记中提及
，Even though God's name wasn't mentioned in the book of Esther,
但是是神把哈曼的荣耀给了莫迪改。
He gave Mordecai all the treasure and honor that Haman wanted.
是神把哈曼的产业给了莫迪改。
God gave Mordecai the possessions of Haman.
是神把本来是追杀以色列人、灭绝以色列人的日子，变成了一个欢庆以色列人得拯救的节气。
God turned a terrible day into a huge happy celebration.
普尔节这个名字是谁改的呢
？Who actually named Purim?
是哈曼改的。
Yes, it was the bad guy Haman.
是他记得签，他选的日子，他改的名字。
He rolled the dice, he picked a date for his evil plan.
却是他被彻底打败的日子。
But God flipped it away, and he became a day of joy for God's people.
直到千年以后，今天还是庆祝以色列人得胜的日子。
After a few thousand years, we still celebrate the victory of Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹们，无论你看上去仇敌的计谋现在有多厉害。
So brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter how scary the enemy's plans look,
最终一定会过去的。
It will always fail in the end.
在个世界里面，在我们现在说堕落的文化里面，在我们的生命当中
，Sometimes in the world or in our lives, it looks dark and hopeless.
我们一定要坚定一件事情。
But we have to remember one thing.
无论看上去多黑暗、多绝望、多坏
，God can flip everything.
神一定能翻转一切
，upside down.
黑暗一定会过去的
Darkness will be gone
我们活着每一天都要记得自己是站在得胜的一方
Every day we live we are in the victory side
你看到那个仇敌在那边嘤嘤嘤的时候
When you see the Satan嘤嘤嘤there
你就说哈哈哈
You just 哈哈哈
你算什么对吧你算什么然后呢只要我们不放弃跟从神
As long as we keep following God
我们要知道跟从神的道路到最后一定是
And the final destination is
得胜的
The final victory
结局一定是
the ending is
荣耀的
Glorious
所以今天你可能在艰难的挣扎你可能面对各四方八面的攻击
You may struggle today
但是弟兄姊妹们我们只要不放弃
But my brothers and sisters in Christ, as long as we don't give up,
无论你的开局如何，无论你这个道路上遇到什么事情
，no matter how the story starts or what happens in the middle,
只要你跟从到底
，when we follow God,
神的应许是一定是一个荣耀的结局。
God's promise for us is that the ending will be awesome.
Amen. 扩出去的人，仇敌就不能拿你怎么样。
People who give it all.The enemy cannot do anything.
扩出去，跟从到底。
Follow him until the end.
神会叫万事都互相效力。
God makes all things work together for His good.
包括一切仇敌用来打垮你、攻击你的。
Even when the enemy tries to attack you,
他都能翻转过来叫你得益处。
God will turn it around to bless you.
你的每一次失败都要成为得胜。
Every time you feel like you fail, God can turn it into a win.
流泪撒种的 B.欢呼收割，我们不属于黑暗，不属于这个世界。
We don't belong to the darkness. We don't belong to the world.
我们是属于不贵不怪的、不贵不败的那一群。
We only belong to God.
我们是属神的 ，Amen. 不要灰心，不要放弃。
So don't ever give up hope.
也要记得我们是得胜的那一边。
Remember that we are the winners.
我们活着不是被打的。
We are not.Live just to be defeated.
不是为了吃什么、喝什么、穿什么而挣扎的。
Not only for what to eat or what to wear.
我们是得胜的生命。
We have a victory life.
拿起神给你的力量、勇气，继续的奔跑。
Take the strength and courage from God.
继续的征战。
Keep running your race.
继续的坚持。
Keep standing strong.
我们知道黑暗一定会过去。
Because in the name of Jesus.
但是靠着神，我们一定能得胜。
All the darkness will be gone.
Amen. 我们这一刻呢，我们有一点的。时间诶，你们在这里可以。
The worship team can come to the stage.
不好意思，忘了叫你们。然后呢，我们用一点的时间，在这个普尔节的当中，我们来到神的跟前。
We spend some time before the Lord.
其实呢，在圣经里面，从旧约到新约
，from the Old Testament to New Testament，
神一直都想要与我们同在。
The only thing that God wanted is just to be with us.
从伊甸园。
From the Garden of Eden,
从灰幕
from the tabernacle,
直到现在
until now,
直到世界的末了
until the end of the world,
神就是想要与我们同在
God wants to be with us,
但是神也要我，他也想要我们想要与他同在
But God also wants us to have the desire to be with him.
所以他不是做了一堆 AI 的 robot.
So he didn't make AI robots.
他给我们自由意志
He gave us free will
他想要我们也想要与他同在
Because he wants us to have the desire to be with him
他给我们得胜的生命
He gave us a victorious life
但是他也想要我们想要这个得胜的生命
But he also wants that we want that victorious life
他要做的他要应许的他要给予的他要祝福的他都给了
What he wanted to give, to bless, to promise, he already gave us.
好像打球啊，或者筑棋一样，他走了他那一步，他球已经打过去了。
It's just like a game match. He already strike the ball.
那是我们要接，我们要去动到我们这边的那个 turn.
It's our decision to make a respond.
对，所以今天呢，我们就在这个时刻，
so today,
好不好？我们安静在神的面前。
Let us quiet before the Lord.
然后呢，我们去把我们生命刚刚有讲到，我们一同来领受以斯帖这个扩出去的生命，然后我们也领受那个渴慕，那个渴望。